Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're taking a break from the ugly news. We're just going to take a break, and we're going to go out west. Yes, we're going to go out west, put our cowboy boots on, and we're going to talk about cowboys. We're going to talk about the Westerns, the American way. And as you know, Galaxy Press is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, and L. Ron Hubbard has... I knew that he'd written a lot of books and done a lot of things, but I didn't know until 2 years ago that he'd actually written a lot of Western stories. And I have the collection, and I have it on in the book form, and I have it in the audio. I don't have the whole collection in book form. I have a whole, the, I don't know, I think it's the whole collection in audio book form, which is, I even loaned to my mother-in-law because she's a... getting up there in years, celebrated her 93rd birthday, and has a little trouble seeing, and she loves and loves, loves to read, but she listened to these audiobooks and just thoroughly enjoyed them, just thoroughly enjoyed them. Well, we're bringing a cowboy on. We're bringing a cowboy on the air, and we're going to talk about the Westerns. We're going to talk about L. Ron Hubbard's Westerns, and we're going to talk about some of the other Westerns, because Dr. Buck Montgomery is a stuntman, and he has done a few Westerns, and we're going to welcome him to CSC Talk Radio today. Hey, Dr. Buck, how are you doing?
Good morning, Beth. I love your intro. I actually spent quite a few years in radio myself, and if I'd had that intro that you had, I'd still be in the business today. Amazing.
I made it up.
You made it up? That was all your voiceover doing that. Well, you sounded just like Reba, too. That was amazing.
I do really well on Reba, don't I?
Wow. I mean, I was feeling it. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I know you're probably a little earlier there than you are here, so.
Just a bit. I mean, I wake up with the chickens, even though I don't own any, but it's late now for me. It's 8:08 right now, so, or thereabouts.
It's 10:08 here. I've already done one radio show, and I'm going into another one, so we're just, bing, bing, bing. Just keep her going.
Man.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break from the ugly politics that I talk about every day, and we're going to talk about Westerns. You know, Westerns, we watch those in my house all the time. And I was reading through here, about your stuntman, and I want to tell you, my favorite movie, and I don't think it wasn't on your list, but my favorite cowboy movie of modern cowboys, I guess you would call it, is Quigley Down Under. That's my favorite.
Great movie. No, I didn't get to do that. I did a couple films. I did three films with Tom Selleck.
I did see The Sacketts, and we watched that one a lot. The Sacketts is one of my favorites.
That was a great one. That was I actually took that job. I knew it was going to be good, but I took it because of some of the other actors that were in it. They were like my idols: Slim Pickens, Glenn Ford,
Ben Johnson,
all those guys. And I took it because I want to meet these guys, and that's basically why I took it, and it worked out great. I got to meet another great author who I actually put L. Ron Hubbard in the same category as Louis L'Amour.
Oh yeah,
just for their style of writing, their realism, their attention to detail, funny story. I met Louis L'Amour. Yeah, I wish I could say I met Louis L'Amour because I was asked to go talk with the technical advisor of the Sacketts. And usually that's a historian, or sometimes it's a second unit person, a stunt coordinator. And I walked in, and thank goodness, at that point in time, I wasn't reading a lot of books, but thank goodness I'd looked on the back of jacket covers, and so I knew what Louis L'Amour looked like.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and there's Louis L'Amour sitting there.
Oh, my God.
And basically, he asked a few questions, and he said, do we have any questions? I said, well, why isn't Tom doing his own writing? And he goes, well, he says, this is like Tom's first Western, and he doesn't really ride that well.
And, oh, this was with the Sacketts. This was in the
Sacketts?
This
is with the Sacketts.
Okay, well, I'm going to get it out and watch it this weekend just so I can watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So he says, the reason I want you in that saddle is because I want to know that if one working cowboy, you know, goes to see this film, they're going to know that's a real cowboy in the saddle.
Awesome. Awesome.
And I thought that was quite unique. And I, trust me, I have worked on a lot of Westerns, and I've watched a lot of Westerns, and I wish more people were doing what Louis L'Amour did mm-hmm. and made sure that who's ever in that saddle looks like they belong in that saddle.
Now, so, I read something years ago about Ben Johnson, that he mm-hmm. was adamant on any set that he was, in any Western that he was, that he was the one who picked out the horses, because he was a horse guy.
Oh, he was phenomenal.
Yeah. And they were not going to have any
yep.
scraggly horses, any sissy poo horses out there. They were going to have some real horses.
No, and you could always be assured of a good mount if you're looking at something with Ben. Mm-hmm. I worked with him again on a couple of the last Bonanza sequels mm-hmm. many years later. And, he embarrassed me in the Sacketts only because we had to do a roping scene. Taking the Cavalry's Longhorn cattle through a canyon. I ride really well, but I rope like a little girl. All right. I mean, as long as if it doesn't have to leave my hand, it's great. It looks good. And we did 16 takes. He caught 14 Longhorn steers. I caught one horn. I think the steer was being kind to me. I really do think that he bent his head forward a little bit and found the loop. And I asked him after that, I said, Ben, you were phenomenal. I had a hard time not being distracted, not wanting to watch him because he was so proficient with a rope.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked him, I said, you know, Ben, what's the secret? What's the secret to roping like that? And he looked at me and he says, well, there's no secret. You just need to know how to do it. That was his advice. And he walked away. And I thought, well, I know as
I
much
know
as
a lot
I
more
know
than I did
then.
Before.
Yes, exactly. I'm all knowing now.
But you know, somebody who's talented like that in any way, they don't really think about it as being a talent. And I'm sure there's a trick to it. And he's just done it so long, he just does it, you know. You just know how to do it, you know. My dad was very proficient. I mean, he played the piano by ear. And he could sit down and pretty much play anything. And he would say, anybody can do that. All I got to do is practice. I'm like, no, Dad, I can't even get chopsticks out like that. It's just
exactly.
They don't recognize the talent. They're very humble. They don't recognize the talent. But that is a great story. That is a great story. I liked what it said here in the bio of you about what your father told you about
speaking of stories.
If you don't have stories to tell, it means you haven't lived life. And you do have a few stories to tell. So you have enjoyed it.
And so people say, well, why do you do what you do? And I said, well, I blame my dad. It's his fault. He, he inspired me to go out and do some things that were out of the norm. I figured, you know, who knows? You know, maybe next time around I can do something, you know, normal. But at least my doctor hopes so anyway.
Who wants to be normal?
exactly. And so I stress that a lot when I talk to young people, old people, doesn't matter who I'm talking to. I tell them, I said, you know, you need to have stories to tell. If nothing else, pass on those stories. That's something that we've lost in a lot of our culture.
That's something that is unique to our Westerns, is the stories that they tell of good and bad. We're going into a break, so I'm going to give you a little time to think about that. And we're going to talk about that as it fits to our today life. Why are the Westerns still so popular with the American spirit? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Dr. Buck and Beth Ann will be right back.
Thank you.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today. We're taking a break from politics, and we're going out west. We're going out west with the cowboys. You know, and I didn't wear my cowboy boots. I got heels on again today. Dadgone, I should have worn my cowboy boots. Anyway, I've got Dr. Buck Montgomery on with me, and we're going to go learn somebody else's story. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
You are a cowgirl. You just don't know it.
That's right.
I have a question of historical significance. On the internet, you find out a lot of things that you didn't used to know. And one of the things I found out was that when John Wayne was a young man, a teenager, almost a boy, in the 20s, he was trying to break into the movies, and he got hired by Tom Mix. Well, it turns out Tom Mix was friends with Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp was really old. And John Wayne said, when you see me on the movies, you're seeing Wyatt Earp. Because I just copied him to the tilt.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
His drawl, his walk, everything. So when you see John Wayne on the street.
All right, well.
I was going to ask, do you know anything about this at all? Is this true? I just read it. I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, we'll ask Dr. Buck. Dr. Buck, do you happen to know that story?
I have heard that story. I actually haven't heard the final ending of that as far as, emulating Wyatt Earp. The fact that, yes, Tom Mix kind of got him into the business and actually, like so many actors back then, they started out doing stunt work, literally, because you did whatever was required on the set, whether you were proficient at it or not. Tom Mix is thought of as probably being one of the first stuntmen. I mean, the guy was physically amazing what he could do. And plus, he didn't have the word no in his library of words. But I've never heard about the Wyatt Earp part of it.
Interesting.
But it's possible.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be neat if it's true?
Well, you read it on the internet. If you read it on the internet, Roger, it's got to be true, right?
Oh, yeah, right. That's why I'm asking. Is this fake? Are we talking fake news again? Oh, man, I'm back into politics.
Oh, no.
No fake news here. All right. Roger, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Yeah, he called me a girl, a cowgirl, and I probably rope like a girl, too. I've never tried to rope.
Well, you know, the term cowgirl didn't actually take form until Hollywood came into the effect, because it is an extreme compliment. If there's a gal working on a ranch, they are called cowboys.
Okay.
Right. That is the best thing you can say to a gal that works with horses or cattle or whatever, is to call her a cowboy. You know, cowgirls came about when the movie started.
Annie Oakley and
right, they were cowboys. Yeah, exactly. When the Wild West came out, and which, you know, the Wild West shows were long before movies, but that was the first thing that started retelling the stories of the Old West. Mm-hmm. You know, that kept that heritage alive. And then, of course, movies took hold after that, and continue to do so. See how I tried to segue into this next topic?
Go ahead.
About the Westerns.
You're good in the radio. There you go.
I don't think people even...
I'd hire you if I was making any money.
And when I say segue, they're probably thinking, that's that contraption that you try to ride and you keep falling over on.
Yeah.
You know? It's a different kind of segue.
It's not as easy as a horse.
Exactly. Well, it's, you know, the American Western, as told in book form, in movies, that whole heritage, which is solely our own, we stole a little bit of from the Mexican vaqueros, where that's basically where the American cowboy was born from, and that's where we learned everything. We just ruined a few of the techniques and stuff that they taught us because we either couldn't pronounce things properly or we couldn't do it like they did it, much like the roping. But you know, think about it. I mean, the American cowboy really only existed for about 30 years. So we're talking about all the cattle drives before the railroads came in. But thanks to Hollywood, it's been kept alive since 1903. It continues to do so.
Mm.
So we've kept the heritage of the American cowboy and the American West alive because of books like L. Ron Hubbard's and Zane Grey's and Louis L'Amour's and all the films. So,
some of the titles of L. Ron Hubbard's Westerns are The Toughest Ranger, Branded Outlaw, Death Waits at Sundown, Devil's Manhunt, and Under the Die Hard Brand. And I think Westerns are big with Americans. I'm one of those, I don't want to see a movie that doesn't have a happy ending.
Like,
and, you know, I want the good guy to win. And we talk about, you know, the cowboy, he's usually not a wealthy guy. You know, there were the ranch owners and such. But the ones that worked for him, they weren't the wealthy ones. They were working for a living and going from ranch to ranch, you know, to work cattle. And they moved around a lot. And but they would ride for the brand, whoever they were working for. They would ride for the brand. The man I used to work for years and years ago, he was a cowboy. And at least he was a cowboy wannabe. He was a cowboy. And when he passed away and I decided to go into radio myself and kind of ride for the brand, doing the same thing that he did as I fight for rural America. And I'm sure you heard the commercials of Range Magazine. I would highly recommend that to you. I think you would really enjoy that. And then her books. I know you would enjoy the books that she has. So you need to go to rangemagazine.com. Sorry, I'm supposed to be pushing galaxypress.com. But just for the cowboy in it, in you, you need to check that out. But I think the Westerns are popular with the American people because of the hero that we like to follow, and we like to have the happy endings and all that. And I think that that's one reason we like that. We all wished we was a cowboy, you know. We all wished we were.
Well, yeah, and because people say, well, you know, I don't ride a horse, or I don't do this, or I don't do that, so I can't be a cowboy. But it's ironically, it's that spirit that's inside of you. It's what you just said. It's that wanting to do right, you know, have a good conscience and ride for the brand. That is such a great, I use that all the time in talking with people. And because back in the old West, when we had that 30 years of all the cattle drives, you know, when they said you rode for the brand, you basically treated every one of those steers and that cattle like it was your own.
Absolutely.
Okay. You never, you know, it wasn't like you didn't think, well, that's not my cattle. I'm not going to worry about it if it ran off. No, you went and found it and brought it back into the herd and you treated it like your own. And it was just a great work ethic.
Well, and it was the American exceptionalism. I mean, the American cowboy, he rode for the brand, whoever he was working for at that time. But he also, he had to move around a lot. You know, part of the, one of the things they talk about with the American people, you know, our ancestors came over here knowing that they would never see those families again that they left in Europe or wherever. And not many of us do that. A lot of people don't ever leave the city they were raised in or the state, you know. And
they don't.
And so to think about what they went through and the decision that they made, that's an exceptional spirit. And that's kind of the cowboy, you know. You know, when you watch the old Westerns or you read the old Westerns like these stories with L. Ron Hubbard, they left their families.
Yep.
They left that.
They
sacrificed that to find a life or to make a life. And a lot of them had expectations of becoming that ranch owner one day, have their own little spread. And, you know, so they were trying to, very few of them in the movies ever saved enough to do that, but there were those who had that ambition. And a lot of them, you know, it was that exceptional spirit, and it was to do good. You know, what we see going on in this nation today, the immorality, and if it feels good, do it attitude, doesn't matter who you hurt along the way, you know, it's just not the cowboy spirit, at least not how it was portrayed to us in the books and in the movies. And,
and I think it's evident in who you talk to and how old they are and the way they think, you know, the baby boomers and stuff, you know, grew up, you know, watching some of the classic old TV Westerns and even Bonanza. I mean, it was kind of ironic when if you watched the first pilot or two of Bonanza, the characters were completely different in their portrayal. And it was Lauren Green, which played Ben Cartwright, that actually went to David Dotort and said, you know what? He says, you've got me playing this land baron, this cattle baron that is just evil. He says, I won't do that.
Let's hang on to that thought because we're heading into another break. And I think
you
Roger had one more thing he wanted to say. I guess I cut him off. So we'll go back to Roger, but we're going into a break. The number to call is 877-895-5410. Dr. Beth, Buck, and Beth Ann will be right back. Not Dr. Beth.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored. Carrying soap and shower needs. Back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-6 904924. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, visiting today with Dr. Buck Montgomery. We're talking about Galaxy Press and L. Ron Hubbard's Western series of the books. And I'm just going to put a plug out here. You can go to galaxypress.com. and look at these books, and they would, I know it's early, but if you've been to the stores, you see the Christmas trees and everything already out, these would make great book, I think these make great stocking stuffers, whether you get the audio book or the actual physical books, I think it would make a great Christmas gift. They're good, they're clean, I think you really enjoy them. They're family friendly. So go to galaxypress.com. That's galaxypress.com. Dr. Buck, we've got a couple calls. We weren't done with Roger, and then we have Ken. So we're going to go to Roger. Roger, how are you doing? Let's finish up. I'm sorry I cut you short.
Well, that's okay. I just wanted to finish off with one important fact that very few people know, and that is we don't realize the forces that shape our world. The Bank of England would not finance any railroad operations past the 100th meridian because there's no water out there for steam locomotives.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 100th meridian, guess where it runs? It runs right along the border of Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma. That's why the Indians wound up in Oklahoma and didn't go any further west, because there's no water for them to live on. And so the Old West was defined by the Bank of England when they made that decision. No railroads past Dodge City. Huh. And Dodge City is 1 mile east of the 100th meridian.
Okay.
So in order to bring cattle from Montana, from Arizona, they had to be driven by cowboys,
right,
to find the Old West.
All right.
It wasn't until 1898 they put a railroad through Alamogordo, where I live.
All right.
And it went along the Chisholm Trail.
I've been in Alamogordo. I'm to come down there and visit again. Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, Roger. We're going to go to Ken in Iowa. Ken, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning, guys. Enjoy your program this morning. A couple items. The story on John Wayne is true,
okay,
that the other caller talked about. John Wayne was born, he's an Iowan, he was born in Winterset, Iowa, and today his original birth house is still there. It's considered a museum, and there's another nice big museum they just put up right next door to it, and the entire operation is supported by the Wayne family. They come out every year for a festival, and the story of John Wayne emulating Wyatt Earp is told in the museum. There are several books, biography books there about John Wayne, and the story is in those books as well. So it's not just an internet thing. It's the real deal. In regarding the term cowboys, originally cowboys was a negative term. It was derogatory, and it talked about poor, uneducated laborers who were pushing cattle around. And people would say, oh, you don't want to be a cowboy. And originally that's what it was considered. The man who changed cowboys from being a negative to a positive was another Iowan. A fellow was born in Iowa, Buffalo Bill Cody. He was the rock star of his time before the movies came along. And Buffalo Bill, through his various performances around the world, changed the term cowboy from being a negative to being a hero, a knight of the open plains.
Mm.
And today we have the positive image of cowboys as being honest, hardworking individuals because of Buffalo Bill Cody. So there you go,
very
guys. Two bits of accurate history.
I appreciate it.
Love it. I love it.
You're going to want to come on with me every day, aren't you, Dr. Buck?
I am. I'm learning things right and left here and stuff. So,
well, I'll tell you what. A lot of my listeners are cowboys. They really are. I've got a lot of listeners out west, and I've got listeners across this great nation. I'm on shortwave as well as the stations that carry the show, and we have a diverse group of people, but we have a lot of farmers and ranchers and cowboys that listen to the show, and it's my humble honor to be part of their voices, and appreciate it so much. And you know, we need to get back to Galaxy Press and push that. But the cowboys, when we watch the cowboys of John Wayne, I try to watch all of John Wayne movies. I just love them. And I love all the cowboy shows. We watch a lot of them. Now, the spaghetti westerns get a little bit, we kind of laugh about those. We do watch them, but we kind of laugh about those. But Bruce Dern had a little trouble after he killed John Wayne.
Oh, he did. He did.
That was a career killer almost.
But it really helped his career in the long run. And it's kind of ironic that you mentioned the cowboys with John Wayne, which is my all-time favorite.
Oh, it's
John
just an
Wayne
awesome
film.
Movie. Awesome movie.
And what most people don't realize is that the majority of those little boys that portrayed, mm-hmm, they were actually cow kids. They weren't actors.
Right.
They were actually pulled off ranches. Except for A. Martinez, who was the older one.
Mm-hmm. The troublemaker.
And the troublemaker, who is still the troublemaker on Longmire. But almost all those kids were just cow kids. And they brought them out, and they could ride and rope, and they were amazing, which I thought, you know, that's quite a unique call, you know, for a director to make.
I raised five sons. So when I watch the cowboys, I kind of see my sons in each of those kids. You can kind of pick out the personalities and the characteristics, and they all want to do something, you know. And the little boy, that I didn't have a son that stuttered, but the little boy that stuttered, how John Wayne dealt with that. And, you know, it was just It was just a great story of these kids doing a man's part. You know, how many young men who have lost their father have had to take over being the man in the house? And kind of a characteristic in the male species, so to speak, that they step up. And I had, you know, I always laugh because of my husband and my five children. I had a house full of, what do they call it, type A's. You know, alpha A's and alpha males, and they were... you know, every one of them thinks they're in charge, and that did cause mother a few problems a few times. But they grew up to be pretty good guys. So, but I had one of my sons. I'll tell a little cowboy story. One of my sons, he was just barely could get around, and he put his daddy's cowboy boots on. We were still living on the farm. We started out farming, and my husband grew up on the farm. Anyway, he was just little, and those cowboy boots pretty much went up to his diaper. That's how little he was, and he's walking around. But he got a little bit older, maybe about 3 or 4 years old, and he says, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a cowboy and move out west." And then he stopped for just a mini second, and he goes. He looks at his mommy and he goes, "Where's out west?" And it was just a cute little thing. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And but yeah, he wanted to be a cowboy.
I think every kid and I wish more kids these days. You know, thought I want to grow up and be a cowboy at least have that part of persona inside of them, because that's what I did. I remember going to Knott's Berry Farm when I was, I grew up in Southern California. I don't like to admit that, but, now that I've said it here on the radio, I could be like Tom Mix, you know, Tom Mix had a great saying. He said, you know, there's nothing wrong with lying as long as you know the truth. That was one of his famous lines.
I think that's mainstream media right now.
It is.
Oh, Lordy.
Tom Mix would be at the forefront. And that was because when they asked him, he said, "Where are you from?" He goes, "Texas." Yeah, he's from Pennsylvania. Yeah, and he asked him years later, why did you tell him you were from Texas? He said, "Well, that's where cowboys come from. I don't come from Pennsylvania." But I remember going to Knott's Berry Farm and watching the little gunfight and stunt show that they did there by the train. And I asked my dad when they were all done, I said, "Well, what are these guys?" And he goes, "Well, they're cowboys." I said, "No, I know I'm a cowboy. I know they're a cowboy. What's their job?" And he says, "They're stuntmen." And I told him then, I said, "That's what I'm going to grow up to be, you know, a cowboy stuntman."
Well,
So
I like the story about they ask you, "Hey kid, can you fall off a horse?"
Oh, that was it. That was my first gag. Yeah, I was working at Disney Studios as an animator, needed to make extra money because they didn't even make Top Ramen back then. I was living on potatoes and hot dogs, and I have every recipe in the world for them. And I finally got on the back lot, and the guy came up and said, "You know, hey, can you fall off a horse?" I thought he was asking how good of a rider I was, because I was very proud. I went, "No, I've never fallen off a horse. I'm a really good rider." And he goes, "That's too bad, kid. It pays $50. And,
I can fall down anytime."
So I did. I'm falling down right now. And the older I get, you know, that's the nice thing about being a stuntman.
Okay,
the older you get.
Hang on. We're going into that break.
Oh, that break again. That's okay. I'll remember. I won't remember what I just said.
I've got it written down. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carriker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
Uh-huh.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We've taken a break from the ugliness of politics, and we're talking cowboys and westerns, and we are letting you know about the great books of L. Ron Hubbard that Galaxy Press has made available. And these are a western. I call it a series, but it's really not a series. Each book stands by each story stands by itself. But they're really good westerns. And he loved the West. He knew the West. And a lot of people didn't know that he spent some time doing a little bit of that. And so you can go to galaxypress.com. That's just real simple, galaxypress.com. And some of those names of those are The Toughest Ranger, Branded Outlaw, Death Waits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt under the Die Hard brand. You can look for those. They have them in the book form, or they have them in the audio book form, which I think you will really enjoy. Great Christmas gifts, or any time of the year, but we're heading into the Christmas season. Sometimes it's hard to think up of gifts to get. Okay, when we went into the break, I was writing down some of what you were saying, what I was going to ask you. And I scribble with my little red pen. I have a legal yellow sheet that I have for each show. I number the shows. You, by the way, you are number 1688.
Oh, my favorite number.
Show.
Great.
And $50 to fall off a horse. $50. You know, that's you were young then. Falling down didn't mean anything. Right now, I'm a little older. Falling down is I'm still bouncing, so that's okay. I'm still bouncing.
Well, that's good. That's
so
good.
I haven't broke anything.
Fortunate.
Every now and then I fall down. I haven't broke anything yet.
I'm fortunate. Yeah, my doctor thought I was great. I told him I filled out the form, you know, that history form, and I put, he walked in and he said, you know, this is serious. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, he said, you put on here, you've had 14 or 15 concussions. And I said, yeah. I said, I don't remember exactly how many. I said,
well,
I guess
that you wouldn't.
Others. I know. And he said, you know, that's pretty dangerous. I said, you know what? Everything bad, something good happens. I am such an optimist. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, look at it. I said, when I'm 85 years old and I'm sitting in an old cowboy's home, I said, and I start drooling uncontrollably, I have a really good reason. That guy next to me over there, he was an accountant. Okay, he's just old.
Just an accountant.
I don't know why I said an accountant, because my brother's one. And he's boring.
You're in trouble now.
I was fortunate enough to do two of the L. Ron Hubbard live radio shows.
Oh, awesome.
That they do, which if you ever get a chance to see one of those, and every once in a while they do tour a little bit, because they have a beautiful theater in Hollywood. And what's kind of unique is that they actually bring in celebrities to do a lot of the voices on these things, Marty Cove and a few others.
They haven't asked me yet.
Oh, wow. I've got an in. I'll get you in there. We did The Toughest Ranger. I did one other one also, but I was just so duly impressed. I mean, I've listened to audio books before. But theirs are, I mean, it's like listening to a movie, you know, without an image. But they paint such an incredible picture, both in their live shows and in the audio books. So I strongly, you know, suggest that people give it a listen. I know you can go on their website and you can actually get samples of it, and kind of give it a listen. But the stories are amazing. Like you said, L. Ron Hubbard, I mean, he grew up, most of his life in Montana, spent quite a bit of time here in Arizona. He actually was also a screenwriter, which a lot of people don't know about. He did one called, he was a screenwriter for a film. This was in the late 30s, I believe, 37, I think, The Great Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, and wrote a great novel that the Blackfoot Nation were just, they just applauded what he did. He wrote something called Buckskin Brigade, or the full-length novel, about the Blackfoot Indians. And they just came on and said, this is the best thing they've ever written, because at that time everyone was writing that, you know, well, the Indians, they're savages. Well, this was almost a romantic novel that he wrote about the
they were people.
Black
they
people.
Are people. They still are people.
Exactly. I always tell people I'm conflicted because my grandfather was a full-blooded Mescalero Apache.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm half cowboy and half Indian, so I'm constantly fighting with myself.
Well, buckskin feels good on you then, huh?
Either way, the buckskin feels good.
Well, and then in this one email that I got from John Goodwin, he said that L. Ron Hubbard had some other names that he wrote under, them Barry Randolph,
yeah,
Ken Martin, and W.R. Colt, which was Winchester Remington Colt, and he had an imagination,
yeah,
didn't he? You know, the imagination is something, you know, when you listen to these audio books, and, you know, and they just absolutely take you away. And, you know, they used to have the commercials, Cal Gone, Take Me Away. You know, these books, getting into a book, whether you've got it in your hand, I like holding it in my hand, or you're listening to an audio book, it absolutely takes you away and kind of erases the stresses of today. You can take the Scarlett O'Hara's words and say, oh, well, I'll worry about that tomorrow. Go ahead and listen to the audiobook today, and I'll worry about the other things tomorrow. I wanted to ask you, because you said when you were a poor boy, before you'd learned you could get $50 for falling off a horse, you said you knew how to fix hot dogs, and did you say rice? You lived on rice and
hot dogs and potatoes.
Potatoes. Did you fry your hot dogs?
Yeah, I did. I did fry my hot dogs. I mean, I fry my bologna, too. So
I do, too. There's a restaurant. If you ever get to Missouri, I'm going to take you to a restaurant here. They actually just recently put that on their menu, and it is fried bologna. And it's a... I liked it, but it's, to me it was a little too much bologna. Now men like a lot more meat than I just want my bologna real thin on the piece of bread, you know.
They had
it stacked, they had it cut thin, fried it up, and stacked it up, and I mean it was like a Dagwood sandwich with fried bologna.
Oh my God! Yeah, I would bologna overload is what that would be.
It was kind of a bologna, but it's good if you're into that. But a lot of people don't know about fried bologna or fried hot dogs, so that's why I had to ask if you'd fried them.
Oh yeah, I guess that's what you live on. Like I said, this was before Top Ramen, but
kids today live on ramen noodles.
Yeah, you talked about. I wanted to interject one thing about the Cowboys, their spirit. Their mm-hmm. It's funny because I've worked on a lot of sets, not just westerns, but predominantly westerns, and it's funny the people are almost different on the set of a western. The people that are involved in making a Western, because they have a different spirit about them. Because they do employ a lot of real cowboys on the set. But even the actors that do a lot of Westerns, I mean, they're a different kind of breed. They really are.
Yes.
I mean, the Robert Duvalls and, you know, Tommy Lee Joneses.
Oh, they're awesome. They're
course,
just awesome.
You know, of course, Sam Elliott and Selleck, who eventually became a very proficient writer, hence the reason I quit doing his stunts, because he became too good of a writer. So
we are out of time. This is the fastest hour of the day, Dr. Buck. So we're going to have
I've
back.
Enjoyed it.
I know we didn't touch everything that we need to talk about with the Westerns. I want my listeners to know again, go to galaxypress.com, look up these Westerns. They would make great Christmas gifts. Whether you get the audio books or the handheld books, galaxypress.com. Go west and bring America home. Thank you, Dr. Buck.
Thank you, Beth.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.